Welcome to the Daily Groundhog.
What is going on, everybody?
Hey, hello, and welcome to The Sound of Silence Part 2. Before we get into it, though, a little word from one of our sponsors.
So you guys go check out Shipt.com, S-H-I-P-T.com. It is groceries, if you don't know by now. You getting groceries delivered to your house. Everybody likes groceries delivered to their house.
And everybody likes sitting on the couch and getting groceries delivered to their house.
I mean, dude, I've had the guy come open. I've had the kids open the door. He carried all the groceries in, put them in my kitchen, and walked out. And I told him, I'd tip you on the app. Boom. He got tipped and was done. I didn't even have to get off my butt at all. That's awesome.
Being lazy is awesome sometimes.
Sometimes it is. But yeah, so go to Shipt.com. Use promo code Groundhog.
All caps.
G-R-O-U-N-D-H-O-G.
All caps.
Anyway, Sound of Silence, part two. So here's the thing. The song has got so many different genres.
Fools.
No. We thought we'd give you the Sound of Silence. I mean, come on.
And being April Fools, we just wanted to get into the spirit of the holiday.
No. So, but no, in reality, so there's another version that we didn't talk about the other day.
Absolutely. And this version, we actually feel, well, actually, I do. This is my personal opinion. But I feel it takes all three of the versions that we shared last week with you. And kind of takes the essence of all of them and combines them into one, and is fantastic.
The one reason I like this one a lot is because it's done by a friend of mine, too. So, Master Peter Hollins.
No bias.
No.
Lots of bias.
Well, no, and it's not necessarily bias. I mean, so Peter is incredibly... He's a phenomenal a cappella singer.
I cannot wait to have him be my friend, too.
He will be. I told you I would be.
I want to meet him,
and I
want to sing with him.
Too, and I made it happen. So, but I mean, so but he brings in Tim Faust from the another a cappella group. Which if you guys don't know, you need to check them out. But both Peter Hollins, and then go check out Tim Faust. He's with the Home Free. And those guys, they do everything. They're more, I'd say, more country a cappella type stuff. But they do they bring that country esque out in their music. But this version of Sound of Silence, I mean, as you said, I agree. I have to agree. It pulls in the essence of all the versions that we played, the pentatonics, the Disturbed
version, Simon Garfunkel.
Yeah,
it's one of those things that, so obviously Peter Hollins is known for his a cappella. So that's the part from pentatonics that I think pulls in Disturbed. I like the grittiness.
Well, I mean, I think that's one thing that Tim Faust brings in, because he's got that deep growl in his voice. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can hear them, they sound good together, but then you'll hear the emphasis of the lower deep in it, like the Disturbed version.
Absolutely.
And then also like the beginning of the pentatonics version, what had that deep overtone of this kind of dark and it's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I think you're probably right. It is the probably the best.
In my opinion, it's the best of the four. Just I mean, because it hits all points.
If you look at the list, the number of views of the videos on line, I mean, Disturbed, obviously, got 496 million views. Peter's 4.6 million. He should have more.
So go listen.
Right, exactly. But the Disturbed one has been out longer, too.
Yeah.
So where Peter's been out only for a year. So, but I mean, anyway, bottom line is this, I think, I'll agree with you, is probably the best version out of all of them. Now, I want to know what other people think. You guys send us an email. You can email us at
the Daily Groundhog at gmail.com.
Thank you. There we go.
Daily Groundhog.
And if you're on Anchor, you can actually call in and leave us a message. Tell us what you think. I mean, cause if you're the Anchor app has the ability where you can call in, and we'll even put your comment in the podcast. Tell us what you think, and we love to hear that too.
And for those of you who put up with our April Fool's joke and listened all the way to the end, we thank you.
Yes, we appreciate that very much. It was a simple April Fool's joke. Wasn't anything major. I mean, come on, it's the sound of silence.
But they sat in silence for, what, 2-3 minutes?
Something like that.
Wondering if the podcast just
ended. There's something wrong here? It keeps playing. Anyway, we appreciate it, guys, and we will talk to you later on.
Groundhog out.